WeatherBrains 101 with Professor Peters.
Meteorology, like any area of study, has a number of words that are particular to that field. One of those words is synoptic. I noted that in all of the 101 segments, I have used the word synoptic on 40 occasions prior to this segment. Now, looking up the word synoptic reveals a meaning of a general summary or synopsis of or pertaining to an overall view, a view together, or view at a common point. Therefore, synoptic meteorology is primarily concerned with viewing the weather at a common point. That is time. But besides time, the word synoptic, when used in a weather sense, is also associated with a scale. Synoptic is also known as large scale or cyclonic scale, where the size of the weather patterns we are looking at range upwards from 600 miles across to about 1,500 miles. When different parameters of the Earth's atmosphere are viewed together at the synoptic scale, then large-scale weather patterns emerge, such as extratropical cyclones and their associated fronts. A weather map is an example of the use of synoptic meteorology. It shows the positions of broad-scale, high- and low-pressure systems, as well as locations of various warm, cold, and occluded fronts. Elements plotted on a weather map were all observed at the same time or within a prescribed time interval. For example, when plotting upper air data at various standard pressure levels, the observations were not all made at the exact moment, but are all within an acceptable time frame to be representative of conditions centered on that time frame. Nearly all aspects of meteorological observations or forecasts are made relative to a worldwide 24-hour time called Coordinated Universal Time, abbreviated UTC. This is also called Z time or Zulu time, which comes from use by the military. Got a nagging weather question? You can drop an email to question@weatherbrains.com.